Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, George Earnshaw. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaeholder covering, for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling bunts towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to third. Washington moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonura scores. Washington moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons, who is chasing the ball. Hemsley reaches third base with a triple. Burnett scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hemsley scores. One out. It's 3-2, Browns. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Pepper reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Washington reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaha Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's White Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaha Holder fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Mueller pinch hits for George Blaha Holder. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Earnshaw covering, for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hornsby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Appling trying to get to third. West throws the ball into Clift, who tags Appling for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Burnett moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Hemsley scores. It's 5-4, Browns. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Knott reaches second base with a double. Melillo goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knott scores. It's 7-4, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lee Stein now pitching. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 3 in the game. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pepper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hornsby moves to third. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Pepper moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stein fields it and throws to home to get Hornsby. Pepper moves to third. Burnett moves to second. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Pepper scores. Burnett moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 8 to 4, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stein fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knott is called out on strikes. 1 out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9 to 4, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus pinch hits for Lee Stein. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.